Good afternoon. It's 5:06 and 79 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Shamari Mosley.
Messiah seems to be a project that everyone is eager to do. Everyone knows Hallelujah from Messiah and enjoys that.
Singers are needed for a community choir performance this holiday season. The Kentucky Department of Education has released their annual progress report. Violent crime rates in Kentucky are their highest in more than a decade. State lawmakers are demanding answers regarding a stalled aluminum plant in Ashland. In sports, Moorhead State basketball is hyping up their fans for the preseason. Clear skies tonight with lows near 59. We'll have a look at your region's extended forecast after this news. Community and Moorhead State University singers will begin rehearsals for their production of Handel's Messiah this evening. The oratorio is usually performed by Moorhead singers every other year, and since last year's performance was disrupted by the current COVID-19 pandemic, the directors thought the community had waited long enough to begin singing together again. Dr. Greg Detweiler is a director of choral studies at Moorhead State University, and he's the conductor for the Messiah. He says rehearsals will be held every Wednesday evening from 8 to 9 p.m. at First Baptist Church.
And then the performance is going to be on Sunday, December 5th at 2:30 in the afternoon. And then there'll be a dress rehearsal that Saturday morning, December 4th at 10 o'clock in the morning. So those are the commitments that someone would have to make to join us.
Detweiler says singers can still join the group next Wednesday. The group is taking precautions against COVID-19, like masking and social distancing. A Lexington hip-hop artist and community activist has launched his annual coat drive. A coat to keep the cold away youth coat drive has been running for 8 years now. The first year, 40 coats were donated, but this time the goal is 3,000. Divine Karma is the man behind it all. He tells WYMT his nonprofit, Believing in Forever, focuses on the students.
We work hand in hand with the Family Resource Center at the schools. So a lot of our requests come from the schools, and then we compile the coats that they need and then we deliver there. Especially in a year of a pandemic, as somebody who's been a struggling single father before, we get tons of emails and letters talking about how helping them meet that basic need has been so huge.
Karma says anyone can request a coat and request open at the end of October. Brand new coat donations can be dropped off Wednesday through Sunday at the Loudon House in Lexington. Monetary donations can be accepted anytime online. More information is also available at believinginforever.com/programs. Statewide spring 2021 test results released by the Kentucky Department of Education showed many schools had less than 50% of their students scoring at the proficient or distinguished levels. The numbers aren't surprising considering the ongoing pandemic and the impact on schools. The data released Wednesday showed the achievement gaps persist, highlighting issues with racial disparities which existed long before the pandemic. Education Commissioner Jason Glass says KDE is looking for new ways to assess content knowledge.
But also assessments which go deeper and get at complex problem solving and reasoning, critical thinking, applying information to solve problems, creativity, ingenuity, collaboration, these sorts of skills that arguably are more important in an automated and information-rich world that we exist in now and that is only going to be accelerating as time goes forward.
Participation rates among students taking the state assessment were so low that officials cautioned against drawing conclusions about student performance statewide. One comparable piece of data, graduation rates dropped by 1.1% statewide. Round County did not follow that trend, increasing its graduation rate by 1.3% since 2019. Kentucky restaurant owners are facing some of the hardest times they have seen due to the pandemic. Dining capacity has been reduced, with several lobbies being closed as well. Kevin Heathcote is the owner of Bourbon in Toulouse in Lexington. He tells WKYT the industry is losing employees, not being able to hire, and owners are even having to remove menu options.
The production facilities, to no people to get them, the product on the truck, to no drivers to drive the truck. When we order stuff, we don't know what's going to come on that truck the next day. So, you know, it's just kind of it's roulette every day.
64% of eligible restaurant owners who applied for federal aid through the Restaurant Revitalization Act did not get funding. Heathcote says local restaurant owners just need help and any assistance during tough times. We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Papa John's and the Patrick Center, Moorhead. Papa John's made-to-order specialty pizzas include The Works, Garden Fresh, Zesty Italian Trio, and Fiery Buffalo Chicken. Side item menu offers papadillas, chicken wings, garlic knots, and double chocolate chip brownies. Curbside pickup or delivery in Moorhead and Round County. Papa John's phone number is 784-3551 and online at papajohns.com.
Big Blue Madness fans were stuck watching the UK men's and women's basketball season introduction on TV in 2020. This time around, the event is back in person, but as WUKY's Josh James reports, with one very visible difference.
The decision was announced on Friday by the Kentucky Council on Post-Secondary Education. A joint statement was signed by all presidents of the Kentucky's four-year public universities, technical colleges, and the council. Officials say they came to the conclusion based on the CDC's updated guidelines and the current spike in the COVID-19 Delta variant. The leaders urged students, faculty, or staff members that have not yet been vaccinated to consider doing so immediately. The mask mandate is required of all members of the campus communities, regardless of vaccination status. For WMKY News, I'm Cassidy Stearman.
New crime statistics reveal the number of violent crimes committed in Kentucky have increased to their highest levels in more than a decade. The state's rate of violent crimes rate of 259 cases per 100,000 people in 2020 was the highest since 2008. The rate of homicide offenses was the highest since 1995, and the rate of aggravated assault hit the highest total since 2000. In the Commonwealth, the age of most offenders and victims were somewhere in their 20s, and most violent crimes happened at home. Criminologist Dr. Tony Love tells WKYT he and his colleagues were not surprised at the uptick.
Given that the stress and strain that the pandemic has placed on everybody, most criminologists were expecting some sort of rise in violent crime. But I think we would assume that 2020 murder rate might be kind of a blip or an anomaly. We'd expect it to trend back towards where it was before.
However, Love says overall crimes nationwide were down in 2020, with a property crime rate down almost 8%, burglaries down just over 7%, and larceny down over just 10%. Top officials with Unity Aluminum, previously known as Brady Industries, were on the hot seat again this week as lawmakers demanded answers about the stalled Ashland, Kentucky aluminum plant. The project has been plagued by fundraising failures, missed deadlines, and the ouster of the CEO formerly overseeing the venture. Officials with the company say they plan to get the project back on track and have the mill, originally slated for completion in 2020, up and running by 2025. The response was not enough to convince Senator Chris McDaniel, who did not mince words when grilling the executive. He said he's preparing legislation that will call for Kentucky to claw back its $15 million investment in the mill.
One of the worst financial votes I've ever taken was this one. I feel like two administrations now and multiple general assemblies have been played for fools and written down the road. And I think that the patience is largely worn thin.
The interview took place Monday, just after the announcement of a record-breaking investment by Ford Motor Company in the state. Taking a look at your region's extended weather forecast, tonight clear with a low around 55, Thursday sunny with a high near 79, Thursday night mostly clear with a low around 53, Friday, sunny with a high near 77. Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 54. Saturday, a 20% chance of showers, mostly sunny with a high near 79. Saturday night, a 30% chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 62. On our feature segment today, Moorhead's Rotary Club will hold a celebration of public art this weekend. WMKY's Sarah Mead has more.
The first Rotary Chalk Art Festival will begin at 8 a.m. in the Moorhead Entertainment District at the corner of Bates and Oates Drive. The public is invited to chalk the town during the event, which will be held from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. Participants will receive a pack of sidewalk chalk and be assigned a sidewalk square within the pedestrian-only district to create a one-of-a-kind piece of public artwork for a $5 entry fee. Carrie Stambo is president of the Rotary Club. She says the Chalk Art Festival is a great way to show off the recently installed mural on the side of Pasquale's.
We wanted to hold a public event so people could not only come down and see the beautiful mural, but, you know, also to create an event where they could do some art themselves. So we thought the chalk would be a really cool way to do that. It's COVID-friendly, and there's other events that are taking place that night. So we expect there'll be a lot of people downtown later in the evening. We thought if we did a morning event, they can look at all of the art created during the day, and then they can look at our fabulous new mural.
Artworks will be judged in five categories: children aged 0 to 12, teens aged 12 to 19, adults aged 20 and up, groups, and a People's Choice Award. Winners will be announced at 1 p.m. during a formal dedication of the Rotary mural on the side of Pasquale's Pizza.
We also wanted to, you know, have an opportunity to thank everybody who has helped us to put the mural together. I mean, this project has taken over 3 years, so we really wanted to do like a formal dedication ceremony after the chalk event. So we're going to have a ribbon cutting that the Chamber of Commerce is going to help us with, and then we're just going to kind of recognize all of the artists who created it, as well as the people who helped us to make it happen.
Stambo says the mural, which features 18 unique 5x5 painted panels, has been a years-long labor of love for the Moorhead Rotary Club and is the first of two large public-created murals planned by the club.
You know, the works are all very different, with different styles, but they all represent something about Round County, you know, from the lake and the storytelling festival to, you know, we have some tobacco leaves on there, just kind of an eclectic mix. There's a downtown view of campus there, so just really all things that encompass Round County.
Stambo says the Rotary Club will also be launching their youth mural competition at the festival.
We have a lot of momentum now going into the next project, which will be essentially to do the same thing with all 1st through 12th grade students in Round County. We want to have that same type of environment where the students feel inspired to create a work of art, and they won't be all put together like they are in this one with a quilt, but they will be individual 5x5 panels that will go on the home health building there.
Stambo says she hopes to make the Chalk Art Festival an annual event.
I am so excited. We've had such great response so far, and I'm hoping that the whole entertainment district there can be chalked. We're really hoping that, you know, this first one goes well and that we can do another one next year. Like, we hope to make it an annual event to get people to come out. And, you know, it's open from adult down to little bitty kids. You know, you don't have to be a fantastic artist to come out.
For more information or to pre-register for the chalk event, email moorheadrotary@gmail.com. For WMKY News, I'm Sarah Mead.
Support for MSPR comes from the Ruth Hunt Candy Company, celebrating 100 years of business in 2021. Ruth Hunt's long-term success is proven by using fine ingredients and traditional methods in making their confections. Ruth Hunt is Kentucky proud with traditional candies, Woodford Reserve bourbon balls, and Blue Mondays, sweetening the distance between you and your loved ones. Ruth Hunt Candies in Mount Sterling, Lexington, and anytime online at ruthhuntcandy.com.
It's 79 degrees here on the beautiful campus of MSU. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Shamari Mosley, here with Rachel Turner, and we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio here in the historic Breckenridge Hall. Kenny Lee Roberts has a look at sports coming up, but first, I want to say thank you. We are so glad you can spend time with us this beautiful Wednesday afternoon.
MSU men's basketball says they're prepared for the pressure as returning OVC champs. This is WMKY Sports, and I'm Keneally Roberts. The Morehead State University men's basketball team is putting in the work in the weeks leading up to their season opener. MSU has a little over a month left before their exhibition game against Kentucky State. Head coach Preston Spradlin says the team was together for 8 weeks over the summer, where a large focus was placed on team camaraderie.
We've had a great summer on the court as well. You know, we probably did a little bit more live action than what we would normally have done, and a lot of it has to do with just some new faces, some new players, whether it's Jalen Hall, Trey Hollowell, Jake Wolf, and Tucson Redding, and then Tajon Claude coming back, and then, you know, mixing in with those returning guys who played big roles for us last year. And so kind of seeing what everybody's bringing to the table.
Spradlin says the Eagles will have a circle on their back this season as returning Ohio Valley Conference champs, but they'll be ready. The Rowan County Senior High School football team is continuing to make adjustments after their disappointing loss to Scott High last week. Head coach Kelly Ford says overall, his Vikings did well with executing plays in the road contest. Still, there were some fundamental mistakes during key situations that were too much for the team to overcome.
We've got to take care of the ball. We've got to finish drives. We was right there still in the game. It was 17-7. We drove all the way down to the one and fumbled on the one. So it kind of took the air right out of the ball game. So things like that, we got to continue to work. We got to work on tackling this week. We did, a lot of times we was third and long and third and 15, third and 16. We've got to get off the field. We definitely got to work those situations.
The Vikings will be back at home this weekend. They'll host the Bulldogs of Holmes Friday at 7:30. The Morehead State University football team is getting hyped for their conference opener at home on Saturday. The Eagles will be facing longtime Pioneer Football League rival Dayton. The Flyers come into the game at 2-1, with the Eagles sitting at 1-2. Head coach Rob Tenure says his guys got back to work this week, opening up their prep time with a great practice.
Doing well. Had some good rest. We had our first practice yesterday. After our scouting report meeting on Sunday, and great tempo, good energy, and pretty excited about the opportunity to host Dayton for our first conference game.
Kickoff at Jane Stadium Saturday is set for 2:00. The Johnson County School District is mourning the death of a longtime coach there. WMKY's Tanner Boyd reports.
Coach Jim Matney became head coach of the Johnson Central football team in 2004 and had a team record of 309 and 132 in his career there. A press release from Johnson County Schools says that record included 5 state championship game appearances. He also received 2 Class 4A state titles and honored as Kentucky Football Coach of the Year. Matney was equally dominant as the school's wrestling coach, taking the team to 12 consecutive regional championships and 2 state dual championships. That's in addition to 2 state championships at Sheldon Clark. He was named the NFHS National High School Coach of the Year in 2020. For WMKY Sports, I'm Tanner Boyd.
Morehead State soccer is on their last day of prep before their next home game. The Eagles are set to have a midweek matchup with Tennessee Tech. Head coach Warren Lipka says the Golden Eagles are going to attack hard, but thankfully junior goalkeeper Michelle Jarantowski has continued to have great performances.
I couldn't say any more about her. She made some spectacular saves in both the overtimes, and it's a good motivational factor for our girls when they know they can go forward. They know they can make some, take some risk because they have her behind us, and eventually that's going to pay off.
The Battle of the Birds will get underway in Morehead tomorrow evening at 6:00. And finally, in sports this afternoon, the Rowan County Senior High School volleyball team will be back at home this week. Rowan will take on Bath County after playing in the Thoroughbred Smash over the weekend. Head coach Steve Walters says that won't be his team's last tournament of the year either.
We'll go anywhere to try and find a wide variety and very competitive tournaments. You know, we're in the Bluegrass Invitational, which is a very big, hot tournament. We're in Thoroughbred Smash, which is another large Lexington-based tournament. We're hosting our own this year, which is going to have the top teams from the 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th region in it.
First set against the Lady Cats in Moorhead tomorrow night is set for 7 o'clock. And that's going to do it for sports this afternoon. For WMKY, I'm Keneally Roberts.
Bud Luke has a look at the stock report right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center, offering paper and document shredding services for Moorhead and Rowan County residents, community groups, businesses, and industry. Secure, confidential, and HIPAA-compliant, drop off or pick up by appointment at 784-1250. Located near the Moorhead City Park, the Community Recycling Center, keeping the environment clean and green. 784-1250. Facebook and online at moorheadrecycling.org.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Robert W. Baird. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. U.S. stocks rose slightly, but the technology sector struggled again as the 10-year Treasury yield traded in a volatile manner. At the close of the Dow, industrials did rise 90 points or not 0.3%, and the S&P 500 was up 0.2%. However, the tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite was the laggard, falling 0.2%, and the moves came after the NASDAQ Composite posted yesterday its worst day since March amid a spike in bond yields. The 10-year Treasury yield did ease this morning to trade below 1.5%, but did bounce back toward 1.54% in afternoon trading. And, of course, the yield touched a high of 1.57% yesterday, the current high watermark for a week-long run that has put pressure on growth stocks. And tech stocks, which were hit hardest during Tuesday's market rout, struggled to hold on to a rebound today. Shares of Apple rose 0.7%. Netflix jumped more than 2%, but shares of Amazon and Google parent Alphabet both declined. The NASDAQ was in the lead when the market opened, but fell behind the other major averages as the session progressed and Treasury yields recovered. Defensive stocks performed well as the utility sector outperformed. Additionally, aerospace giant Boeing rose more than 3% to be one of the best performers in the Dow. Energy stocks rose again, even as natural gas prices pulled back sharply. Semiconductor stocks were weak today after Micron gave an earnings and revenue outlook for the first quarter of 2022 that missed consensus estimates, and that sent shares of Micron down 2%. NVIDIA and Advanced Micro Devices also declined. On the positive side, shares of discount retailer Dollar Tree jumped more than 16%, making it a top performer in the S&P 500 after the company announced that it was increasing its stock buybacks and experimenting with higher prices in some locations. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was App Harvest down 12 cents at $6.41, PPL up 25 cents at $28.47, Marathon Petroleum down 58 cents at $61.93, CSX down 14 cents at $30.36, Dollar General up $1.77 at $216.97, and U.S. Bancorp is up 30 cents to finish at $60.26. Reporting from the Ashland offices of Robert W. Baird, this is Bud Luke.
That's it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Leanne Akers, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Alyssa White, Keneally Roberts, Ethan Jenkins, WUKY's Josh James, and Robert W. Baird's Bud Luke. Our feature segment this afternoon was from WMKY's own Sarah Mead. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY, Moorhead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For all of the MSPR News team, I'm Shamari Mosley for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5:30.